Midnight, Amen, Jungle, Riser, Saturate and Arrange in Ableton Live 12. Advanced. All right, in this lesson we're taking a small fragment of the Amen break and turning it into a proper Midnight Jungle Riser. Tight, grimy, and tense, without wrecking your headroom or smearing your transients right before the drop. The goal isn't filter sweep plus reverb and hope. The goal is a repeatable workflow you can drop into any drum and bass session. You'll control density, then drive, then space, then you'll do the most important part, the exit plan. Because the riser only works if the downbeat lands clean, let's build it. First, prep the Amen for riser duty. Grab a clean Amen loop or a recording you trust. One bar is plenty. Two bars can be nice if you want more phrasing. Drop it onto an audio track and get the project tempo in the 160 to 174 zone, or whatever your track is running. Turn warp on. For break manipulation, start in beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Transient loop mode, forward. Then set envelope somewhere around 60 to 80%. Here's what you're listening for. If the break starts sounding clicky and brittle, the envelope is probably too high. Pull it down. If it's smearing and flaming, raise it a touch. Don't rush this. A riser wants articulation. If you start with warp artifacts, you'll end with a riser that feels like it's tripping over itself. Optional, but extremely powerful. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the transient slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack of slices, and that means you can treat this riser like a break performance, not an FX sweep. That concept matters. Keep one or two recognizable accents consistent so the ear has something to latch onto while the density increases. Often that's a snare fragment, maybe a hat bite, something that repeats each bar like a lighthouse in the chaos. Now we build the rhythmic riser engine. You've got two main routes. Option one is audio plus beat repeat, fast and nasty. Keep the MN on the audio track. Add beat repeat after it. Start with interval at 1 bar, grid at 1/8, chance at 0% at the start, gate somewhere around 25 to 45%, variation low like 0 to 15, because we want jungle tension, not random glitch preset energy. Pitch stays off for now. We'll do pitch intentionally later. Then automate it across 4 bars. Bar 1, grid 1/8. Chance may be 0 to 10. Let it feel like the Amen still exists. Bar 2, grid 1/16, chance 15 to 25. Now it starts to chatter. Bar 3, grid 1/24 or 1/32, chance 30 to 45. This is where tension really ramps. Bar 4, grid 1/32, chance 50 to 60, gate shorter so it turns into that controlled machine gun texture. And teacher note, your automation is your composition here. If it feels like it's doing too much too early, pull back. A riser that peaks in bar 2 leaves you nowhere to go. Option 2 is the sliced drum rack approach. More surgical. Program a simple 1 or 2 bar pattern using the slices. Duplicate it and increase density each pass. Bar 1. Core accents. Bar 2. Add ghost notes with lower velocities. Bar 3. Introduce rapid bursts, like short runs that flirt with 1/32. Bar 4. Controlled chaos. A fill. A stutter. Maybe one reversed slice if you want that classic jungle whip. Pro move. Use velocity as the human grit dial. Ghost notes around 30 to 60 velocity, accents 90 to 120. That difference makes the riser feel performed, not pasted. Cool. Now we build the Midnight saturation stack. This is where a lot of people destroy their mix. So we're going to do it cleanly, stage by stage, and we're going to level match as we go. Before you add any drive at all, put a utility at the very top of the chain. Trim your gain so that the loudest moment of the riser hit roughly -12 to -8 dB FS peak, before distortion. That gives you room to add harmonics without instantly clipping everything. And after each distortion or saturation stage, level match the output. If you don't, you'll choose loud, not better. That's not a vibe thing. That's a physics thing. Here's the chain. First, EQ 8 for pre-shape. High pass it. Usually 24 dB per octave at about 90 to 140 Hz. In a riser, the low end is usually the drop's job. Cut mud around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB if it's boxy. And if it's too dull, add a gentle 1 to 3 dB somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Nothing crazy yet. Next, roar. This is your main character saturation. Start with tube or dirt. Drive around 10 to 25% and plan to automate it upward. Keep the tone slightly dark at first. If you're using multiband, drive the mids the most. Keep the lows tighter and go lighter on the highs so it doesn't turn into fizzy sandpaper. Listen for this. The Amen attitude is mid-range. The perceived heaviness often lies around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz. You don't need more sub to feel heavier. You need the right mid-bite. If the transients get too pokey, use a touch of dynamics inside roar, or just back the drive down and rely on later stages. Then drum bus for punch and crunch. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20, carefully, because it can hiss. Boom usually off for risers, unless you want a subtle low throb, and even then keep it polite. Adjust damp so it doesn't get harsh. And use transient plus 5 to plus 20, if the saturation softens the attacks too much. Then a saturator for final glue and peak safety. Soft sign for smoother, analog clip for harder. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is your peaks don't explode when the automation ramps insurance. Optional. Blue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you keep the transient edge. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Maybe up to 4 at the peak, but don't crush it into a flat brick. This is tension, not loudness. And if you need a limiter while sound designing, fine. Use it as a seatbelt, not as your mixing strategy. You can remove it later. Now we make it rise. Midnight movement, filter, pitch, width, and send effects. First, filter automation, dark to open, but not generic EDM. Add auto filter, LP24. Start cutoff around 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Depending on how dark you want. End around 8 to 14 kHz in the final bar. Resonance 10 to 25%, but don't let it whistle. You can automate resonance slightly up near the end for tension, but subtle is more expensive here. Second, pitch creep, subtle menace. If you're on audio, you can automate clip transpose or use shifter. Start at 0 semitones, end plus 2 to plus 5 over 4 to 8 bars. Or do the jungle dread trick. Pitch goes slightly down, like minus 2 semitones, while the filter opens. That contradiction makes it feel like you're falling into the drop while still lifting energy. It's sick when it's subtle. Third, stereo width, mono to wider, but check it. Use utility, start width at 0 to 30%, basically mono-ish. End at 90 to 120. Now, important coach habit, check mono compatibility early. Map a key to toggle width to 0%. If your riser collapses and loses all bite, your excitement is phase, not energy. Fix it by widening only the highs and keeping the 1 to 4 kHz region more centered. A quick way, use an audio effect rack. Split bands with EQ8 filters. Keep low and mid mostly mono. Widen the high band only. Fourth, the midnight space with return tracks. Make return a short, dark room. Hybrid reverb works great. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, return B, W delay, echo, set time to dotted eighth or quarter, feedback 15 to 35%, subtle modulation, filter out lows and tame highs so it doesn't get splashy, automation move, increase reverb send gradually through bars 1 to 3, then right before the drop. Pull reverb down sharply in the last eighth note to quarter note. That dry snap is what makes the downbeat hit like a door slamming. Increase echo send near the end for that jungle spiral. But again, kill or reduce it right at the line so the drop doesn't inherit a messy tail. If you want to level up the reverb, sidechain compress the reverb return from the dry amen. Use an attack of 10 to 30 milliseconds so the reverb blooms after the transient. The hits stay readable, but the space still feels huge. Now arrange it like a drum and bass record, not a sound demo. Here's a classic 4-bar riser into a drop. Bar 1. Recognizable amen groove, dark filter, low drive, minimal space. This is identity. Bar 2. Beat repeat starts showing up, slightly brighter, more send effects, still controlled. Bar 3. More density, more saturation, slight pitch creep. This is urgency. Bar 4. Fastest stutters, widest stereo, peak drive. Then the pro move, the last half bar tightens, not explodes, that's the transient priority rule. Counterintuitive but true, the last half bar is often more controlled in transient spikes than earlier, because it makes the downbeat feel larger. You can do that with slightly more clipping to cap peaks cleanly, or slightly less transient enhancement right at the end. And the exit plan, specifically, last half bar, cut lows, pull the reverb down, tighten stereo. You can even narrow width back toward mono-ish in the last beat, so the drop feels like it suddenly opens wider. Last eighth note, consider a hard mute, or a tiny tape stop style dropout if it fits, but but don't overdo it. Just enough negative space to create impact. Try the pre-drop vacuum trick. In the final beat, dip utility gain by 3 to 6 dB very briefly, sweep a high pass up fast to remove body, then the drop hits with full low restored. The contrast is the punch. If you want an advanced variation, add a triplet panic moment. Final bar only, 1 to 2 beats, a brief tripletish stutter, like a 1/12th or 1/24th burst. Keep it short so it feels like a shove of tension, not a meter change, or do you call and response across the riser. Two phrases, first two bars emphasize snare fragments, second two bars emphasize hat or ride fragments. You get motion without just turning the repeat knob up. Now, printing and cleanup. This is where your sessions stay professional. Resample the riser to a new audio track. You can set the track input to resampling and record it, or freeze and flatten. Then consolidate so it becomes one clean riser asset you can drag anywhere. Do a cleanup pass. EQ8. Cut rumble below 80 to 120 Hz. Add tiny fades at clip edges to avoid clicks. And make sure your printed riser never peaks louder than your drop drum bus peak. The riser should feel more intense, not necessarily louder. One more pro workflow tip. Print in passes, not once. First print the rhythm engine dryish, like your beat, repeat, or slice performance. Then do a second pass printing the saturation and movement. That way, if you later decide the distortion is too much, you haven't lost the groove. Quick common mistake check before you call it done.